امیر کبیر خیام مولانا اوسنا خوارزمی Iranian notables, sources of global honor.
In the name of God, dear listeners, welcome to the 79th weekly episode of this series, Iranian notables, sources of global honor. Today we become familiar with Lughat-e-Mooran treaties, penned by very acclaimed Iranian mystic, Sheikh Shahabuddin Sohrawardi. Do stay with us. Today we continue to study the works and services of the great 6th century AH Iranian philosopher and mystic Sheikh Shahabuddin Sohrawardi, who lived in 6th century AH and earned the title of Sheikh al-Ishraq. He highly contributed to the development of Islamic philosophy and mysticism and is the founder of one of the most important schools of thought of Islamic philosophy, referred to as Illuminism. It was said that Sohrawardi was born in the village of Sohraward in the vicinity of Zanjan in the year 549 AH. He was murdered at the age of 38 in the year 587 AH upon the conspiracy of the scholars of the city of Aleppo and the instruction of the founder of Ayyubi dynasty, Salahuddin Ayyubi. Sohrawardi has left behind several books. Parts of his work are allegorical treatises and stories which have been offered in cryptic language. In the view of researchers, these works present a true image of this celebrated mystic. These works, which have been presented in a beautiful and delicate cryptic language, present a number of the spiritual and inner experiences of Sohrawardi. We also spoke of the reasons behind the tendency of this mystic to cryptic language and figurative speech and pointed out the impacts of the cryptic language of Sohrawardi on the great Farsi men of letter, such as Molavi, Attar and Hafez, while introducing his book, referred to as The Chant of Gabriel's Wing. Lughat-e-Mooran is a treatise in Farsi language offered by Sheikh Shahabuddin Sohrawardi. This treatise has been printed on several occasions. In the year 1935, this treatise was published in an Asian magazine coupled with its French translated script. Dr. Sayyid Hussein Arab edited and printed this text. Lughat-e-Mooran is a Farsi treatise of Sheikh al-Ishraq, which contains a mystic text. He has penned this book upon the request of one of his friends. He has started the text of these treatises under the name of God and by hailing the Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, while in turn goes to show his faith in God and the sacred religion of Islam. The status quo of his community compels him to make his remarks via usage of cryptic language. Administrative Sohrabardi speaks in the so-called language of ants and uses a cryptic language. Ants, in order to find food, go to plains and deserts every day and endure many difficulties and hardships. The same ants became the guides of Solomon and save him. In these treatises, Sohrabardi presents other accounts from the mass of animals, insects, dogs, turtles, bats and owls. In general, the subject of these treatises revolves around the path which the wayfarer has to cover to let go of his worldly belongings and to narrow his distance with God. Sohrabardi has presented these texts coupled with a number of allegories in the form of a tale. Their treatise consists of 9 chapters. In the 5th chapter, 4 stories have been cited. In these chapters, delicate and beautiful figurative speech has been used on the origin of mankind, inability of ignorant individual in regard to perception of the truth, futility of guidance of the ignorant individuals, and the forgetfulness of mankind about his divine origin. The main reason behind the cryptic and figurative language used by Sohrabardi is to enhance the eloquence of the text, in addition to creation of spiritual attractions for his followers and supporters. The importance of this cryptic language belies on the fact that Sohrabardi is faced with no restrictions in usage of this cryptic language and has managed to present this cryptic language with his unique power of imagination. Therefore, study of these cryptic writings and discovery of their connotations is a highly difficult task, while there is no specific criterion for access through these connotations. In fact, the discovery of the connotation of each or at least each group of the cryptic writings and allegories is in need of large-scale studies. One of the characteristic features of Logat-e-Moran treatise is that Sohrabardi has cited several couplets in Farsi and Arabic within these texts. He has not cited as many poems in his other Farsi treatises. For instance, in his book, The Chant of Gabriel's Wing, not even a line of poetry has been cited. Meanwhile, the names of some of the related poets have also been mentioned by Sohrabardi in Logat-e-Moran treatise. Moreover, several ayahs of Holy Quran, in addition to Arabic sentences and couplets, have also been included in these treatises. The large volume of Arabic phrases and words which have been used in these treatises has made these texts difficult to understand. Sohrabardi has written these treatises for those who, in addition to conversing in Farsi as a mother tongue, were also well-versed in Arabic language. The importance of Logat-e-Moran treatise is not embedded in its prose and lies in the literary approach, allegories, poems and proverbs which have been included for mystical purposes. The philosophical cryptic writings of these treatises are relatively scarce. Some of the anecdotes in these treatises are similar to stories and anecdotes presented in Farsi prose and verse text. Familiarization with the philosophical cryptic writings of ancient Iran is the key to understanding this group of Sohrawardi's works. Dear listeners, thanks for joining us in today's episode, which presented and broadcast by IRIB English Radio. Thank you.